Eddie and the Ibex. It is mid-April, finally time for Eddie to come out of his cave after his long hibernation. Still a little sleepy but excited, he rubs his eyes. The sun is blinding Eddie. He has to get used to the brightness again. Is hibernation really over already? The marmot wanders tiredly and yawns. He spots the first flowers around his cave and immediately knows winter is over. He looks around frantically to check on his friends and family, but there is no one there. Where is everyone? The marmot asks himself and runs off to look for the others. He runs to Langflu, to the glacier lake, even to Staffelwald, but everything is quiet. Eddie keeps running. They must be somewhere, he thinks. On his way to the glacier, the marmot meets an ibex, who is trimming his horns. He didn't notice Eddie at first. Hey, you there! Eddie shouts up to the ibex. Only now he becomes attentive and lowers his head to the small animal on the ground. What do you want from me? He replies, annoyed. I'm looking for my family and friends, Eddie explains to the ibex. Have you seen them? Asks the marmot. I haven't seen anyone, replies the ibex and struts away. Wait a minute! Have you really not seen any marmots like me? Continues Eddie. No, now leave me alone, replies the ibex grumpily. Disappointed, the marmot turns around and runs off. After a while, as Eddie sits down to take a break, he hears someone crying. He follows the voice and discovers the ibex. He is lying next to a stone. His foot is injured. Eddie immediately runs towards him. How can I help you? He asks. The ibex turns his head away. Why wouldn't you let me help you? Asks Eddie. The marmot looks down to the foot and has an idea. He's gone for a few minutes and comes back with fresh herbs. He puts them on the wound and cleans it with water from the glacier. The marmot lies down next to the ibex and they both fall asleep. The following day, the ibex feels a little better and stands up. Thank you very much, little marmot, he says. I have to apologize to you. I don't have any family left. That's why I'm so sad and grumpy. I thought that if I don't have any joy in life, no one else should either, says the ibex. Eddie the marmot listens to him patiently. No one has ever cared about me, he continues. Eddie gently strokes the wound on his foot. It's okay, I forgive you, he says and walks away. Wait, I'll help you find your family, the ibex shouts and jumps after Eddie. While looking for the other marmots together, they tell each other stories and play games. It's almost evening when they arrive back at the cave where Eddie has been hibernating. You know, you're so different from me, and yet I've grown to like you, the marmot says to the ibex. For the first time in his life, the ibex has heard such kind words. I think we've become really good friends, says the marmot, covering the ibex's wound with more fresh herbs and making sure he's all right. Thank you, little marmot. For the first time in my life, I know what it's like to have a really good friend, says the ibex gratefully. Exactly. Friends always stick together. Eddie agrees and falls asleep. The next morning, they are both woken up by loud noises. When Eddie opens his eyes, Many other happy marmots are hopping around him. They celebrate spring and are excited about the end of hibernation and the beginning of a new summer, with children feeding them nuts and carrots. They are all hungry and can't wait to get some food.
"What took you all so long?" Eddie asks the others.
"We weren't able to sleep, so we went to sleep a day after you, didn't we, Eddie? And now we overslept a little." His mum grins and hugs him tightly.
Together, the marmots go in search for fresh herbs to finally eat something after their long hibernation. The ibex is their new friend, and if you're lucky, you'll see him during your adventures in Sasfay too.